Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. And I am so excited to welcome to the show Jasmine Creighton and Vanessa Perez, Time for Change Foundation. And we are fans of Time for Change Foundation on this show and on this station. So excited. They have a Justice in July Jamboree coming up, and they're here to talk about the event. So welcome, both of you, to the show.
Hi, good
morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jasmine Creighton, and I'm the Communications and Marketing Associate for Time for Change. And just to give you a little background about us, we provide housing and supportive services for homeless women and children. And we've just celebrated our 15th anniversary, so we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're so proud of that. And as of today, we've helped over 1,000 women and children in the community. And we just always try to recycle back to the community and continue to do our work there, which brings us to our Justice in July event on July 22nd.
Now, so just to bring our listeners up to speed, because it has been a while since we had somebody from Time for Change on, Time for Change Foundation started with, I think, one transitional home in San Bernardino for women who were homeless or exiting prison. And then you expanded so that you had one home for single women and then another home for women and children. And then it's expanded again to include a permanent housing solution. And, of course, these women learn all the skills they need to learn, et cetera. So talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so as you mentioned, we do have two emergency shelters. Our Sweet Dreams operates for homeless women and children, and then our Mountain View shelter for single women. We've developed our affordable housing apartment, the Phoenix Square, in 2012, and we also have 13 scatter sites of permanent supportive housing. So we're just growing and expanding. We want to be able to help more women and children in the community and in homelessness, which is why this event is so important, because we're really going to be addressing issues that the majority of our community members face, and just trying to touch on getting more resources to the Inland Empire so that we can expand and we can solve the issues that we're facing as local community.
So tell us what to expect at the event.
Definitely. So this event is a twofold event. It's going to consist of a listening session and resource fair. And the listening session is really a platform for the community to come together with officials to work on these critical issues that Vanessa touched on briefly. So some of the things we're going to discuss there is low-income housing, employment, and transportation.
So, and transportation's a big issue. If you don't have a vehicle or access to public transportation to get to work, you can't work.
Exactly. And, you know, so we've seen, you know, for example, the logistics industry has just grown in the area over the last few years, and so we're seeing a lot of more commuting, a lot more traffic, poor air quality. You know, San Bernardino and the Inland Empire is known for having high rates of poverty and low-income community members, and so just addressing those issues and making public transit a little bit more available. We're also going to be talking about housing for people with previous arrest records, and just getting our local community and our state really to adopt fair chance hiring initiatives, because without employment, the ability to provide for your family is pretty much non-existent. And really the collateral costs of those are often the children who live in poverty with access to little resources. Another issue that we're going to be touching on is Prop 47 savings. You know, the state allocated funds to different counties, and the majority of counties received $6 million. But San Bernardino County, we only received $1.2 million, and it would have been nice for us to get that six. But, you know, we really want to address the fact that, you know, over the last years, you know, from 1998 to 2008, women were actually, the rate of women going into jails and incarceration actually was higher than the rate of men. And so we really want to see the funds from Prop 47 being allocated to women and seeing how we can get women and girls represented with receiving that funding and resources through Prop 47.
Do you know why that we only got $1.5 million? If you mean, there's lots of counties up north that are super small. I mean, did they get the $6 million? Why did? How did that happen?
So there's counties that receive large grants, the category fundings in large portions and in small portions. And so the BSCC has their steering committee. And so based on the proposals that were submitted, they made the decisions. And unfortunately, San Bernardino County only received 1.2.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch. Wow. So, and you brought up housing. It is my understanding that if you have a drug conviction, you can't rent. Is that true?
Well, a lot of landlords, they look at your criminal record, they do background checks, they do credit checks, and so it's not even just a matter of your criminal record, but also the fact if you've had an eviction on your record, then they don't want to rent to you. So we're really looking to address, and I know Jasmine can talk a little bit more on
and
that.
And just to add a little bit more to that, we also want to touch on the base of how there is just not enough safe and affordable housing options for the community, how often homelessness is tied to poverty. And being the communications and marketing associate for Time for Change, I get a firsthand account when I speak to our clients of how all being homeless and not having access to proper employment, how that affects and their children and just continues, you know, a vicious cycle. So that's something that we want to talk about, and the solution for that is to build more affordable housing projects like Phoenix Square.
Now, and it's not just building apartments. I mean, there's a lot more to it. Because we hear a lot in the community about affordable housing, and more apartments will go up, or, you know, other housing options will go up that are really targeted for that low-income market. But what you all do is far more intense. And can you talk about that?
Work with our women. We do felony reduction. We teach them how to be leaders in the community. And what we're seeing a lot is, you know, with the rise in rent and the very little access to low-income housing, you know, our solution really is to develop more affordable housing, to develop relationships with these landlords. Unfortunately, a majority of landlords that own properties out in this community live all the way out in L.A., so they're not taking care of the apartments and their properties as they should. And so we believe that everyone deserves a home that is nurturing and supportive, and we don't think that just because you're low income, you should live in a slum. And so we want to provide housing for women and children that is safe and that is decent, which is why the Phoenix Square is the perfect model on affordable housing.
Right. That's wonderful. So are you all looking for vendors to participate at your event?
Definitely. We do have a vendor form application on our website, www.timeforchangefoundation.org. Our flyer is on our website as well. We're also on
social media, so you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Time for Change Foundation. And just to circle back to the event, we just want to remind everyone that it's July 22nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rialto City Hall. In addition to the listening session, although we're going to be there and provide a platform for the community and officials to discuss these issues, we're also going to be having a resource fair, which is going to offer housing resources, rental and utility assistance. People can come and get help with felony removal. We'll help people register to vote, and we're going to have resources for employment. So although this event is going to get down to handling business, we are going to have a little bit of fun. So we're going to have a kids' corner where there'll be games, and we're also having free food. So we want everyone to come out, bring your friends, bring your family. That's July 22nd. It's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
At the Rialto City Hall, correct?
Rialto City Hall, 150 South Palm in Rialto.
Wonderful. Well, it's always a delight to have Time for Change on. We are huge fans of your organization. Vanessa Perez and Jasmine Creighton, thank you so much for joining us today. And please come back and let us know. Come back before the event, and we'll do another plug for it.
Great. Awesome. We look forward to it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all the wonderful work that you all do in the community. So with that, it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.